This is Sunny for Chico Soul. Congressman Doug LaMalfa died Tuesday morning after suffering an aneurysm and heart attack. He was 65. LaMalfa was serving his 8th term in the House, representing District 1 since 2013. And he is survived by his wife, 4 children, and a grandchild. The Richvale Republican was a 4th-generation rice farmer, recognized for his expertise on water and forestry issues, and he was a steadfast loyalist of President Trump. LaMalfa was controversial in Chico, where voters are politically more divided than elsewhere in the district. District 1 includes rural North State counties like Butte, Yuba, Shasta, Humboldt, and Siskiyou, and is characterized by a conservative voter majority. LaMalfa was heckled at his first Chico town hall in 8 years, in August of last year, where he defended the Trump administration's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. Governor Gavin Newsom has 14 days to set a date for a special election, or he can choose to schedule it to coincide with the state's June 2nd primary. According to Politico, new district lines approved in November would have made LaMalfa's bid for an 8th term competitive after years of easy re-election. In other local news, a Chico resident has been held in ICE detention for 5 months after being arrested outside a Butte County Superior Courtroom last summer. Chico Soul reports on the case of Ozan, a Turkish national seeking asylum in the U.S. In February of last year, police stopped Ozan in Paradise on driving-related charges. In late July, he was leaving a court hearing when half a dozen ICE officers tackled him to the floor. He was held for 5 days at the Capitol Mall ICE office in Sacramento. According to his fiancée, who spoke earlier this year with Chico Soul, quote, "He was chained to a pole or a table for 5 days with handcuffs and still has bruises on his wrists and ankles." Ozan has been held in ICE detention in Arizona ever since. Ozan requested asylum in the U.S. and has undergone the initial screening. His asylum case is pending, but he now faces added uncertainty as the Trump administration creates new barriers for asylum seekers. His detention makes it difficult for him to pursue his asylum case and work with his lawyer on his Butte County charges. Ozan described the detention facility where he's been held as, quote, "a terrible place with filthy toilets, where the lights are always on." He said, quote, "It's simple to understand this place. They do everything just to make sure you don't die. But at the same time, they push you to the edge, so you'll sign that damn paper to go back to your country." Heather Hogan, an immigration attorney and former government asylum officer, said the Trump administration is trying to discourage asylum seekers through detention. Quote, "We know that cruelty is the point. Trauma is the point. The point is to get people to leave the United States. We know the federal government is using detention to get people to give up their cases. They're trying to maximize the punitive nature of detention." Ozan's attorney, Kevin Sears, wants all of his clients to get a fair hearing on their charges. Sears told Chico Soul, quote, "What a tragedy it would be if a person facing pending charges gets scooped up and labeled without having the opportunity to have their case heard in court." In other local news, a Chico Soul investigation has found that fewer than a third of defendants seeking mental health diversion are being admitted to Butte County's program. At the center of these poor results is limited funding and a dispute over who should be eligible for treatment instead of jail time. Since 2019, the Mental Health Diversion Program has allowed mentally ill defendants to receive court-ordered treatment rather than serving jail time. Participants follow a treatment plan approved by the court, with monthly check-ins to ensure they're meeting requirements. Successful completion can lead to dismissal of charges. Chico Soul interviewed officials from the District Attorney's Office and Butte County's Behavioral Health. They broadly agree that the program can help people in need, but disagree sharply over who should be eligible. Scott Kennelly, director of Butte County's Behavioral Health, told Chico Soul that the program is a lifeline for those at low points in their lives, saying, quote, "Jails are never the ideal place for people to get treatment." Kennelly believes the program should be expanded with more services to help participants succeed, but that will require significantly more funding and resources. Defense attorney Saul Henson says the program not only reduces demands on jails, but offers a pathway to a safer community. He wants to see it expand. Ashley Starr, clinical supervisor who has conducted assessments for mental health diversion since 2019, said behavioral health considers several factors while assessing clients, including whether they have sufficient support from family to succeed. However, even after behavioral health recommends a case, petitions can still be denied in court. Starr said this happens often due to objections from the district attorney. She also said attorneys and judges sometimes don't fully understand certain syndromes or crisis events and may misunderstand a defendant's progress, which can be frustrating when she believes cases have strong potential. Meanwhile, the district attorney's office argues that defendants who have committed serious or violent crimes become eligible too easily, creating public safety concerns. District Attorney Mike Ramsey told Chico Soul, quote, "It's easy for some folks to fake disorders to avoid responsibility. I have problems with eye movement. Then I have mental health illness." When Chico Soul requested public records to examine how the DA's office handles diversion petitions, the office said extracting that data could cost hundreds of dollars. The DA's office also said it doesn't track case outcomes or objections as data points, and that some objections are made verbally in court without written records. In other local news, Chico Soul contributor Dave Waddell has sued Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey over withheld public records related to officer-involved shootings. The Chico Police Department and the City of Chico, in addition to the sheriff, were also named in the lawsuit, filed in Butte County Superior Court on December 22nd. The suit concerns Waddell's attempts to obtain records related to five such shootings, both fatal and non-fatal, dating back to 2022. In California, county district attorneys are generally responsible for determining whether officer-involved fatal shootings are legally justified. The lawsuit alleges that the named agencies have stalled on releasing records. They've also redacted more footage than necessary and used ongoing investigations as an excuse to withhold information. The lawsuit does not offer views on whether the shootings were justified. Instead, it describes what appears at times to be an impenetrable bureaucracy. Waddell wrote in a press release, quote, "The district attorney is the common denominator in this pattern of obstructing the public's right to know. I brought suit because I'm concerned Ramsey will never release any records ever again because he thinks he's politically powerful enough to get away with it. There's no greater use of government authority than that when that power is used to take someone's life. History has taught us that revealing the truth is the only way to ensure accountability." This isn't Waddell's first such lawsuit. He previously prevailed in a 2022 Public Records Act lawsuit against Chico PD, seeking records in four officer-involved killings. That lawsuit cost the city at least $93,000 in total. This has been Sunny for Chico Soul. Find more stories at chicosoul.org, including the fears facing legal immigrants in Chico, remembrances of 19 people who died on our streets, and commentary on the American assault on Venezuela. That's chicosoul.org. Chico, S-O-L, dot